Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out, do what you need to do, so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. And I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just gotta be responsible while growing up on planet Earth.
Oh my goodness. Peace and greetings, soul family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. How's everybody feeling? How are we all doing? Oh my goodness. Happy Venus Day. Wow. Peace and greetings. Welcome on in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, before we get started and dive into the share, I am going to take a few moments. I'm going to talk in just a moment. Good to see you guys are feeling fantastic. I know a lot of us are feeling all of this energy here because we're still sort of riding these cosmic waves of everything that happened with the solar eclipse. It's been a very busy week, energetically speaking, I would say, that it's been a very busy week. I don't know how it's been for you all, but we're going to find out very soon because I will be taking calls tonight. In fact, I came on, and that was the sole purpose of this evening, is to make sure that I get a chance to connect with you all and take your calls. And so I can recognize that it's a lot going on because it's so much happening in the world, around us, within us, and people that are close to us and connected with us. And it's absolutely that. It is like there's a war going on, but there's a party happening at the same time, in between. But we're going to talk about that because I know I've been receiving so many emails this week with so many questions. So many questions. And so we're going to talk about those questions as well as we're also going to make sure that we're going to welcome you all in. Big shout out to the Blue Room. I see you all getting yourself situated. I know some of you are at work. Shout out to Mr. Wes, who's listening in from work. Some of you are moving about. Some of you are joining us here live. And so greetings to the seen and the unseen as we get ready to dive into the share tonight. I have been in the Akashic Records pretty much all day today, really looking at a lot of things. It's one of the ways that I actually take the pulse on what's happening with the collective and the world. And so when I come on and I'm speaking, I'm not just speaking from one perspective, but I'm really sort of encompassing everyone who is in our soul group and really to everyone who has the heart to hear and the mind to receive. So I want to welcome you all in. We're going to dive into a few things here. I have a couple of announcements that I'm going to talk about, but I do want to welcome all of you. We have a lot of new listeners out there listening, and so I want to welcome you on board, and thank you for being a part of Planet Remix Radio, and welcome in. I want to give some cosmic directions out so that you can find your way over, as well as get on the phone lines. We're going to do some Blue Room shots out. Because those are one of my favorite things to do in the whole wide world is just to connect with you all and each other. And so those cosmic directions, if you want to find your way on over to join us in this galactic space that has been curated here in our galaxy called Planet Remix Radio, the Blue Room, is you're going to come on over to YouTube. You're going to type in Blue, B-L-U-E, that's me, and then Raz, R-A-S, and then Barry, B-E-R-R-Y, and then that is going to get you locked in. And don't worry, once you walk through this portal and enter into this gateway called the Remix, the Blue Room, the soul family is going to make you feel welcome and right at home. And so you can definitely come on in and join us in the Blue Room. Now, if you want to get on the phone lines, because I will be opening up the phone lines to take your calls as well, let me give you those cosmic digits. So you can call in. That's going to be 515-605-9794. That's going to be the number to call to get you locked in. Again, 515-605-9794. And that's going to get you locked in. Now, once I get ready to take calls, you'll press 1. And once you press 1, you know, it's kind of like sending out that cosmic signal. That cosmic signal. And it's going to prompt and allow me to know that you're going to be on the phone lines ready for me to take your call. And so for our international callers, you can connect as well. And it's a couple of ways that you can do that. You can dial the U.S. country code and then dial 515-605-9794, and that's going to get you locked in. Or you can come on over to blogtalkradio.com/theremix, all one word. And whenever the show is live, you will have a way to direct connect yourself on in. So it's a couple of ways that you can actually tap in. Let's go ahead and get those likes up so that our soul family can know that we are live and find their way on over. I want to welcome you all in, especially all of the beautiful star beings in the blue room as well. So good to see you. So good to connect. Yeah. Now that we kind of got some of those announcements out of the way, I want to talk about a few things before we get started. First of all, I want to give a very, very, very big shout out to everyone celebrating a born day during this month of April. We are still in Aries season. This is a powerful month. I really hope that you all are being scribes and making sure that you are documenting your life. What is going on, what you were thinking, what you were feeling, what were you taking action on, what changes you're making in your life at this particular time, the moves that you're making, what's happening around you. It's going to be significant, very significant. So this is a great time to journal. It's a great time to document because we are definitely moving full speed ahead. So want to give a big shout out. Big shout out to everybody celebrating a born day during this month, during this Aries season, and throughout the month of April as well. I also want to ring the bell. I got to ring the bell for Self-Invested and for Self-Invested University. We had class on Tuesday night. Oh, my goodness. What a powerful share. As you guys know, we are doing the frequency expansion course in the Self-Invested University. And I could not be more honored to have sat in this space with some of these incredible beings that is doing some amazing work on the planet and self-invested and really, really have expanded their consciousness, expanded their frequency, and working with the tools and techniques that we are doing in class and taking it into their own work, their practice, but first utilizing this energy within themselves. And they can really, really see the transformation happening in real and being able to be of assistance on the planet, because that is going to be required from many of us, especially those of us who hear that call. We have moved away from this massive pursuit of endless matter and material. Now, don't get it twisted. It doesn't mean to say that we hold no value in matter. but it is working towards this place of self-mastery, of where that becomes secondary. And what is happening on the internal landscape becomes front and center. Because these are the true spiritual warriors for this time and the light workers going forward. It is going to require you to have that sense of balance within yourself. And so that you are really, really tapping into a frequency on a higher state of existence of yourself than just pure matter and your connection with just the material world. And understanding that the first step of that reality is coming from within, and that transformation that is happening on the inside. Okay. I want to do a check-in really quick, just with the phone lines, just to make sure that we're up and running. And I want to welcome everyone on in that is just coming in. Shouts out to the moderator moderating for us this evening. We have more than 120 people in the blue room. Let's get those likes up so that our soul family can find us. So, okay, you can hear now. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. So the real estate, coming up on this energy, and I want everybody to pay attention. Pay attention to this. Because this is going to save you a lot of battles. Because I want you to know that the true war that is happening, which is something we talked about as well, this energetic war that is going on is internal. This is an internal fight. It is happening within, going on the inside. And once you stop the war from within, it will be so sweet, so amazing to navigate externally. Because the quantum gateways are open and the opportunities that are going to be presented, the dimensions that are going to be presented to you, is going to be based on where you're vibing at. Where you're vibing at. Here's an analogy that I often use because we talk about these lessons in depth in Self-Invested and have talked about them for many years in Self-Invested. When we look at what we deem or the world deems to call good and evil, we are talking about energy, particles, and these particles have either a high frequency or a low frequency, and they work like magnets. When you raise your awareness, when you raise your vibration and your frequency, and when I say raise, let me be completely clear. Because a lot of people have issues with this. Extreme issues with this. When you are in a state of joy, a state of joy, you know, many of you may be too young, but there used to be a song. We used to sing it at camps. I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. When you have joy, joy in your life, you can find joy within yourself. You can find joy in the things that you're doing. And you can get excited about having that joy with your relationships, your friendships, and that joy that is connected with you, elevated yourself to a higher frequency. But when you're disconnected from that state of joy, because that's a real, that's like a cosmic, plasmic energy, these frequencies, and they travel together in clunks. Joy comes in as light. So when you raise your frequency, you are taking in more light. And here's the beautiful thing. No one gets to judge you on your joy. It just needs to be pure joy for you. Not a distraction. Not things that you're doing because you don't want to face really what's going on, but pure, authentic joy. If that is you going outside, sitting and watching the sunset while eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and that truly brings you joy, then it's golden. Because you'll be able to raise your frequency. But the dark particles work a little different. Because when you start to get into these lower frequency energies, they pull you closer to them. Like a black hole, they pull you in. And you start moving further and further away from you and closer to this cosmic plasm of dark energy. And suddenly, it's like someone fading to black. It starts getting darker and darker and darker and darker and darker until you finally are in total darkness. And once that happens, nothing is as it appears to be. This is when the ghetto boys would start singing, "My mind's playing tricks on me." That happens. So it's important that you are loving yourself, that you are really loving yourself, that you have joy in your life, and that you find a way to be of service. And when I talk about finding a way to be of service, I'm not talking about giving of yourself before taking care of yourself, because this is another way. It is damaging. It is so damaging that if you know that there are things that you need to take care of yourself, still keep giving and giving and giving and giving and giving to everyone and everything around you. You're in darkness, but you're attempting to push others into the light. And this is something that a lot of us light workers are faced with. And I do my very best to balance that energy out. And so it does require you to take care of yourself, all of your bodies, your mental body, your physical body, your spiritual body, your etheric body, to take care of all of your bodies. Of yourself so you don't get consumed. And when we're at a time where the quantum gateways are open, it's kind of easily to slip into the darkness. So many people feel like they're fighting for freedom, and that freedom may not even be something that they can recollect in this lifetime. But they're grasping attention, wanting to be seen, wanting to be heard, wanting to be noticed, wanting to be famous, wanting to be of service, whatever it is. Because so many have walked a path where they felt as though their powers have been taken away from them, whether it's when they were a child, whether it was from another lifetime, because whenever all of the gateways are open, the Akashic files are open. And so a lot of past life things are coming up. But if you're in a low frequency when these things come up, you will become misguided in your actions, your deeds, and your mental state of being. Everything will be from this contrast place. So it's important to keep doing your work. Keep doing your work. To keep doing your work. Loving yourself. Finding that joy. Because when you're in that higher frequency, what it does is it lets you know that no matter what you are faced with, no matter how disturbing, no matter how heartbroken, no matter how devastating the situation is, there is a solution. There is a way out. There is an answer. It is no such thing as it's all over. It will keep you safe. It will keep you protected. It will keep you in a healthy, holistic state of being. Mental disturbance is at an all-time high on the planet. And a big reason for that mental disturbance is because of all of the frequencies and downloads and transformational energy that's happening on the planet. Not to mention how we are moving more into the air, into the ethers during this time. So whenever we're in this air element, just like we have all of these broadcast stations and networks and portals that are coming up and all of the satellites, and think about everything that is happening in the air. It's a lot of communication going on in the air. And this is what a lot of us is feeling. So trust that your thoughts are not your own, but you never have to follow a thought. If a thought comes in your mind and your heart doesn't agree with this thought, you don't have to follow a thought. You don't have to allow it to consume you. It's really a time, ground it. Stay grounded, to stay connected, to be a support system first for ourselves and then for those around us, with a sound mind, a pure heart, and an expanded consciousness. I could say a lot on that, but I know you all get the point. It's a great time, and so many downloads are coming in. Please make note of these downloads. Please stay open, because I'm telling you, a shift is coming for all of us this month. Towards the end of this month, you listen. You might go back to the drawing board and say, I'm going to start this all over. You know, I'm going to start all over. It's like getting frustrated with your computer and telling it to go back to factory. You know what? I'm not even going to try to figure out what happened. I'm going to reset, and I'm going to go back to the factory. Go back to the factory. We're going to start this thing all over again. But there are genius ideas that are coming in at this time, life-changing ideas that are coming in. We're going to get information about healing techniques and medicine that is coming in. We all have a role. We all have a role. Many geniuses are speaking in argument. I could see that. I could see that. It's always going to be this or that. It's why you have to do your research. You have to go where things resonate with you. You know, I'll reread that, Johnny. Okay, Johnny, I'm going to reread it, Johnny. Johnny said, that ain't what I said, Miss Blue. Reread that. I'll reread it. But I think I get what you're saying, but I'll say this. Many are looking for what's next, but I don't want you to get so caught up in what's next that the signs and symbols are right in your face and you miss it because you're too far into what's next and not paying attention to what is. You are creating in the moment, minute by minute, second by second. You're creating. You are creating, and you got to know that. You have to take that title, whatever you choose to call yourself, that title must be taken to heart. You are creating. And if what you're speaking, if what you're doing, if what you're saying is not what you want to create, then change it. Just that simple. We don't need to have a 10-hour conversation about it. We don't need a whole dissertation on it. We don't have to spend 19 months in therapy, maybe, on it. All we have to do is recognize this is where we're at. That's not where we want to be. And now we're going to focus on, how do I get from here to here? Is there a class I need to take? Is there something I need to learn? Is there something I need to stop doing? Is there something I need to start doing? And how will I hold myself accountable to this commitment that I am making with myself? And absolutely, what is it going to be worth to me to make this adjustment? How will I recalibrate myself to be the person that I know myself to be? How? How will I do that? Here's an exercise. I will give an assignment to everyone. Within the next 24 to 48 hours, I want you to write yourself a letter. But you are going to be writing yourself a letter from the future you to now. The future you is going to write you a letter. And that future you is all of those things that you are working towards. And you're going to write it as if it has already happened. And so the future you is going to write a letter to you today. You're going to channel yourself. We're going to do some interstellar work. You're going to channel your future self to write you a letter. And that is going to be your manifesto. That's where manifest came, because if you're going to manifest, you must have a manifesto. And you're going to do this manifesto as far as a letter. And yes, it's in my book, because my guides gave me this. So, the future you. And I don't want you to go 10 years out, 20 years out, 30 years out. I want you to go 6 months out, 6 months from now. So this is April, May, June, July, August, September, October. So you in October is writing you a letter for you now. Now. Your future self, 6 months out, is writing a letter to you now. To you now. That's going to be your manifesto, a manifesto for your real estate, because you're going to read that letter. You're going to read that letter in those times when you know your particles are not bringing you joy. And on the days that you are in joy, you're going to read that letter, because you're going to help your subconscious mind take it in. This is the perfect time to begin to keep doing your work during this time. If you have any of the elements from the digital download store, the Akashic Files, or any of that work, Soul Fit, it is the perfect time, the Lucky Blueprint, any of those products, the Futuristic Activation 2024 is the perfect time, because your subconscious mind is also a gateway. It's also a dimension. And so our subconscious mind are front and center right now. So if some of you are having drastic mood swings, wish magic too, all of it, drastic mood swings coming, or suddenly your day is going great and boom, you just get hit almost like a dark cloud. It's letting you know something in the subconscious mind wants to get reprogrammed, wants to get reprogrammed. The beauty of the subconscious mind is that you can't erase files in the subconscious, but what you can do is you can align the files. You can align which files you want to come up, and these are going to be the ones that are the most charged by your feelings and your emotions. So if you keep thinking about things that happened when you were a child, then that's the part of your subconscious mind that's front and center, that's guiding you, that is behind every thought, every action, every word, every deed, whether you say it or not. It is what is sort of narrating the story from behind the scenes. If it was a bad relationship, if it was something that happened in school or at work, or something that maybe you failed terrible at, or something you did you feel awful about, these things are there. So we have to sort of rewrite this script and give ourselves an opportunity to rewire how these things support us. How these things support us. Because everyone, absolutely, Crystal, is looking for freedom right now. And what's going to happen if you're not careful, the people that are helping you and the people that are closest, you're going to go try to check them. But that real situation that's going on in your life that you have not paid no attention to, you don't want to address that. So you're going to see people on the edge because it's easier to project these things outward than to focus on ourselves, to get busy with work, to get busy with social media, to get busy doing anything but taking care of the things that need to be taken care of. So write that letter. And we're all going to come back 6 months from now and we'll be able to see. We're going to be able to see. We're going to go back and we're going to read those letters and see how much transformation has taken place, because we are in transformational times where these things can 10X, 20X, 30X, 100X. You can go to sleep tonight and wake up tomorrow a completely different person, a completely different being, not just mentally, energetically, and through your physical DNA. So we're either releasing things from ourselves at this time, elevating things at this time, transmuting things at this time. We're doing real alchemy, whether we know it or not. Everyone is in their alchemical state right now. So be mindful of the food. Be mindful of the company you keep. Be mindful of your actions. Be mindful of the environment. Johnny says, the letter will work. However, will you avoid everything that needs to happen in order for you to bring forth what you write, or will you openly receive because the letter will work? That's a good point. Absolutely. It's a good point. And don't forget, you're the creator. You're the creator. Mm-hmm. You're the creator. So if you've given your power anything else other than yourself, you're already on the flip side. You are co-creating. This desire to want to control or to know the outcome is child's play. I don't need to know the outcome. But what I do need to know is that anything that comes my way, I'm prepared. I'm prepared. Might be tough, might be rocky, but I'm already prepared for it. And you just got to know that. You got to know that. Yeah. 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 All right. I think we're about ready to take some phone calls. I'm going to pull some cards real quick because I just kind of want to tap into everyone. By the way, welcome to everyone in the building. There's 144 people tuned in. Welcome on into Planet Remix Radio. And oh, by the way, where's my manners? I am Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle. And just want to welcome you all in. And if you're a first-time listener and you're joining us, please let us know in the blue room. You know, by maybe, I don't know, what are we going to put in the blue room? Please let us know by putting a star in the blue room so that we know that this is your first time here. And we're just so glad to have you join us live. And let's get those likes up if you haven't subscribed. Please get those likes up. And for our international callers, you will need to go to blogtalkradio.com/theremix. And I think you do have to connect with them in order to use the direct connect. I am so sorry for that. Eventually, we will find a way for the international callers to call in. You can dial the U.S. country code and call 515-605-9794. And that will get you locked in, and that will get you locked in to the phone lines as well. So we're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. I want to give a big shout out to everyone in the blue room. Shout out to my divine priestess in the building as well. And shout out to all of the moderators in the building, Lola Falana in the building, as well as Mr. Dante. And shout out to Brother Lance and all of the mods in the building. And also to all the magic makers, the stars in the building, all the universal citizens in the building, and all the star seeds and the starlights and the star beams in the building, to the seen and the unseen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. Oh, my goodness. And if you are joining us from the past and you have traveled to the time such as now to join us, or you are coming from the future and you have traveled back to this present moment to be present with us, we welcome you, we welcome you, we welcome you. So to the seen, to the unseen, to the galactic, to the cosmic, and to the soul beings and the soulful beings on the planet, I greet you. I greet you with love and kindness and awareness. Welcome in. Oh, yeah. So we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. And we're going to get to that. I have one more announcement for Self-Invested. I will let you all know that in just a moment.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That is so true. Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, listen, life will. Life will. All right. I pulled three cards from my numerology deck. I want to tell you what those three cards are. And here are the three cards that I pull. 1010, 1010. This is the vibe of new. The vibe of new. And boy, don't we feel this in the air. And it says, you are on the right path. Trust where you are. Because we are absolutely all exactly where we are supposed to be. May not be where we want to stay, but it's where we're supposed to be. And the next card that came up, I absolutely love this, 999. The vibe of beginning. And this really speaks to the activation title of the share, which is you are walking into a fresh new start. Tie up all loose ends. Yeah, that part. It's time to tie up all loose ends. So we got 1010. Now we got 999. The next card is 4567. And this is the vibe of know thyself. Again, this is from the numerology deck. And this is the vibe, 4567. Know thyself. Know thyself. And it says, stay true to who you are. The vibe of know thyself. It's a lot of what's being called upon us at this time. And it's really about being our authentic selves, you know, unapologetically, you understand? And I'm not talking about the immature being. I'm talking about our authentic selves, being our true, authentic selves, really owning our choices, our actions, being responsible, being responsible, that part. So those are the three cards that I pulled from the numerology deck. We're going to see how they continue to play out as we go to the phone lines. And then I also pulled a card from the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck. It is card number 35. Oh, my goodness. card number 35, which is abundance. No, the card number 35 is joy. I love this card so much. And we know 3 + 5 = 8. The number 3 has everything to do with expression. Number 3 also has to do with manifestation or solidified manifestations. And the number 5 sits on a rocker. So it is really about being present. Whenever you see the number 5, it's about be present, because change can happen at any given moment. And if you are present, then that change can propel you into the future, or it can keep you centered and grounded in the moment as needed, or it can also take you into a journey of reflection into the past and bring you back full circle so that you can elevate. And we know for anything to grow, it must change. It comes out of the state of being, and it transforms itself into another state. And so joy is the card for us tonight. We're going to take that with us this entire weekend. It's to carry that joy, that vibration of joy. And this speaks to abundance. You know, when you can do an abundance dance, this is a dance that is full of life, of energy. So I dance is at the end of the word abundance that is there, you know. And then also it's like giving birth to something new, you know, mentally, physically, or spiritually. By the way, I had a very beautiful vision today while driving. I seen this field. And when I looked over in the field, it was all of these beautiful flowers. And it was so real. I literally was looking out the window like, is it flowers in them fields or is this a vision? Because this vision was coming in so clear. And suddenly, as I got closer and closer in this vision, I looked and there were a whole bunch of babies being born. So this is a very abundant time right now. So for those of you who want to be in the position to give or bring and usher new life onto the planet, this is a beautiful time for that. It's also a beautiful time to give birth to a new idea. You know, maybe it's something you're working on. It could be a project. It could be something you want to create or build or something you want to do. This is a beautiful time to really start to cultivate and bring this energy out. It's a beautiful time for things to be nurtured, to get ready, to blossom, to bloom, to grow, you know. So whether that's a physical growth or whether that is a physical growth or whether that's a, you know, of you, it could even be the birth of you. Wow, I see that. We got a lot of doulas in the house. We've been having doulas. Yes, we love it. We're going to be needing, we're going to have a baby boom era here. I am putting this prediction out here that the baby boom era is going to come somewhere between the end of 2024 going into 2025 and 26. We're going to see a baby boom era. And also in this call of joy that's coming up, it's about joyful activities. How can you stay in a state of joy, a state of joy, state of true joy, right? All right. So we're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. We're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. Let's see. So, whoa, it's a lot of y'all on the phone lines. Let me get a pen. I got to write these numbers down because I'm going to let Spirit pick where we're going to go first. And we're going to go, let me write this down. Whew, let's see. We're going to go to the caller and I'm going to jump around. So please be ready. Please be ready. Be ready. Stay ready. So you ain't got to get ready. Be ready. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 5312. So 5312. 5312, you're live on Planet Remix.
So for the check, so they're going to come in and pretend like they're surveyors and see how ready we are. So I'm trying to get things built up. Okay. So everywhere you can, anyway, you can.
Obviously, they are in the midst of doing some other things. So we are going to go to the caller calling in from area code 6318. 6318.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Brenda calling in from Long Island, New York.
What's your name again?
Brenda.
Did you say Brenda or Thunder?
Brenda.
Okay, so why did I hear Thunder? I don't know why I heard Thunder. It's me. Look, my ears in true hearing comes in from the heart. I think it's on another dimension. I've been doing that all day. I've been hearing something totally different. Yes, ma'am. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Blue.
How are you, dear?
Hi, Miss Blue. Mm-hmm. I'm doing well. I asked Spirit for a sign to know to call in tonight because I wasn't going to call in, but we do have a family member that just made her transition, and I wanted to see if you can connect with her and
Hold on. This is what I want you to do. Do me a favor, because Miss Blue, I just want to really, really hear you clearly, and I want to make sure everyone else can hear you clearly. So I want you to sit up for me. Can you sit up?
Yeah.
Sit up for me.
Okay.
All right. And then I want you to tell me your question again.
Okay. We have a family member who recently made her transition. And thank you. I'd like to see if she has any messages for me or for her daughter, or for my mom. They were really close. And so I do want to be able to support her daughter, my cousin, at this time. So I just want to see if she has anything for me.
Okay, so I'm getting two things, and maybe you can help me with this, because what I'm seeing is I see a place. It looks like it could be an apartment/house, or maybe this person was staying with someone else at the particular time, or maybe it was their house. But I do see a house that is in total disarray. Mm-hmm. Like stuff is everywhere. And she's kind of walking me through this house, and she's letting me know that she hadn't felt well for a long time. I don't know if the family was aware of that, but she really was struggling with a lot of things, and she didn't really feel well for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No,
my
are you aware?
I wasn't aware, but I think my grandma was aware, and she shared that today.
But
I think everyone closest to her in the home, they probably weren't aware of that. And then as far as the home, I'm not sure if it's her home or I feel like it might be her home that she's talking about. Because there was a lot of people living there at one time.
Yeah. Well, she's letting me know that the home was in disarray. It was in disarray, but she was struggling for quite a while. She didn't feel good. And she wasn't feeling well. She wasn't feeling well physically. And And she wasn't feeling well mentally either. It was a lot of things going on with her at this particular time. Now, the other thing that she's kind of sharing with me, because I see her, but she's not close to you. So that tells me that you and her were not close at all.
No. No, yeah. Not as close as she was with my grandma, by my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I do see a distance, and I only say that because Spirit show it to me from that way. And so one of the things that she says is she knows that her daughter will have the love and support that she needs around there. And one of the things that she is sharing, oddly enough, it has to do with keeping your space pure and clean and organized. And she is giving this message to you and to the whole family because she said that was an indication of where things, when things are out of balance internally, she would not keep her room. She would not keep things tidy. She would not keep things organized. And she said this is something that sort of runs in the family that you can tell whether it's leaving a whole bunch of mail on the dining room table and no one tending to it, or, you know, just having dishes constantly in the state, you know, things being unkept is a sign that there is some sort of internal struggle that is happening. She desperately wishes if there was one thing she could have done different was to prepare more for her passing. Because what I see is I see a hat. And whenever I see a hat, this means that people had to collect things like money. Like back in the day, people would be asking for money to help for services or help for her daughter or help for things to get done. Is this true?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, she said that's her regret, that she did not have things in order. She did not have things prepared for her. And so, you know, she is at peace with her decision, as all decisions of souls transferring, whether that was a, most of us are not conscious when it is our time to go, or we have selected a time for us to leave the planet. But she forever will be her daughter's guardian angel forever, and to give love, because I see her daughter, what she's actually showing me is something that looks like a toddler's bed. So I see this toddler's bed. So was her daughter young, please?
She's only 17. She's not like a toddler age, though. She doesn't have a grandchild.
Still the child, because she's also showing me that she has a very sort of kind of young mind, even though her daughter was 17. You know, she has this childlike innocence. And when beings are on the other side and they show me things like, because I didn't see a crib, I seen a toddler's bed. Some may call it like a twin bed or like, you know, just like a child's bed, you know. So this tells me that there was still someone there that is not considered to be, quote unquote, an adult. And so any love, any support, you know, that the family gives, she knows the family will come together for that. You know, she said she just wished she would have had things more in alignment before she left. And then the other thing, like I said, is about keeping your space. This is the message for you, keeping your space pure and keeping your space clean, organized, keeping that, because she says this is going to help you lift that worry in your mind. And she's also saying to me to tell the family she loves them all. She thanks them all for the opportunity, because she says, Miss Blue, for most of my life, I was a mess. I was a mess. It was only these moments she really kind of started getting herself together. But she really struggled a lot in her life with her emotions and understanding who she is. You understand? And so she says she gives that message to you is to know to follow your dreams and to follow your heart and don't be afraid to live and to keep your space pure and clean, because this will give you insight on how well balanced you are and how is your mental state and your mental health, because she said this is where she shared a lot of things. Her message for her daughter is that she loves her daughter. If you speak to her, her daughter is going to tell you that her mother came to her in a dream, because she's already visited her daughter in a dream. And your grandmother, she is there for those. She is there for those in the family, and she loves them all. And right now she is just doing this thing with her hands on her face. And it's crazy because she tells me she has pictures with her hands. She often put her hands on her face. So she has pictures with her hands on her face. You probably will find one of them, but she has pictures with her on her face. And she says she loves you so much for taking this time out. She says she has felt all the energy you have sent to her and all the love you have sent to her. And she says, Miss Blue, she has flowers for me, candles for me. She's so thankful that you are sending love and frequencies to her. She is so thankful for that. Absolutely thankful for you for that, and love you as well. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I love her too.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So
thank you,
talk to her whenever you feel her close. But one of the things she also is clearing up, because I'm also having a conversation with her as me and you are talking, and she's letting you know, please, please stop it. She is not stuck. She's
okay.
Not stuck. She says, okay. Tell her to stop it. I am not stuck. She's not stuck at all.
Okay.
She's not stuck.
Okay.
No. All right.
Thank you. I'm going to declutter my space now because it has been a little disorganized.
There you go. So there you go. I am so glad. You know, I love doing this. The mediumship is one of the things that brings me joy, because it brings so much closure and healing. Tell your grandmother that she loves her too, and she thanks her for that last conversation they had before she passed, because she said your grandmother gave her some beautiful words, and she thanks her for that, and she thanks her for everything she has done for her. Everything, even though she got on her nerves, even though she was frustrated, she could not. She thanks her for loving her so, so much. And by the way, there's another woman there with her, kind of looks like a mother figure somewhat. So I'm not sure if it's her mother or someone who might have been an aunt or something, but it looks like that's standing sort of to the side of her, right next to her. So I'm not sure who this person was. Could have been someone that interacted with her in her life. I don't think she gives mother-like figure energy. So maybe someone in the family may know who this person is. Yeah.
Okay. I'll ask. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're so welcome. Peace and love, Brenda.
Hold
the line.
Peace and love.
Beautiful, beautiful. Ashe. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 8326. 8326, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line?
Peace and blessings, bro. It's Chin Alu.
I'm good. Who's on the line? Come a little closer, because I'm having some, I'm having Oracle echoes tonight, so I apologize.
What about now? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Who's on the line, please?
I say peace and blessings. This is Shirley Alou.
This is who?
Cecilia Alou. Chris, Cecilia Alou. I haven't talked to you in a couple of years. Last time you gave me a song, God's Will by Skrill and Rick Ross, and Count of Monte Cristo. You told me that was my lesson.
Oh, well, welcome, Chris. And I don't mean to be, listen, Chris, I don't mean to be crazy, but I am I want to explain to you, and thank you so much for that. I have been saying this for almost 20 years now, but it's true. A lot of times I don't remember afterwards, so I apologize. I'm not trying to act crazy, but no.
You're fine.
All right. As long as
I was meant
as
to talk to you tonight.
Yes, you were. So I am glad. And where are you tuning in from?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, you're in H-Town. All right, Chris.
H-Town. That's what. Thank
you, I love H-Town. You know, just talking about the Galleria. It might be time for a little trip, you know?
Yes. Miss Blue, I was sitting here. I was in the tub.
Mm-hmm.
I was cold. I hung up. Chris said, call back. I called back. When you were sitting here, I said, Tilly Alu, I said, you're going to call me. I said, I'm going to be the third one. So whatever spirit's telling you, that's the message I come from.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
You know
Lexi,
it's true.
I love it. Of course. Of course. Okay. It's short and simple, but it's beautiful. This is about the law, but I'm talking about universal law. And so the message spirit has is that your actions just need to be in alignment with your higher self and responsibility. Because I see a piece of paper that's floating in front of me. So there is either something you're getting ready to purchase that requires some sort of signature, or you're getting ready to sign some sort of contractual agreement, some sort of lease, or release something, or you're going to do some sort of enrollment that is there. And so Spirit is saying, long as you act with your higher self and you are responsible, this can be an opportunity, interesting verbiage, of renewal for you, because there's a part of your life that you're looking to renew, you know, to renew. It's sort of a renewal. Yeah.
This blue straight uncut I was in trouble. And they tried, you know, hey, they tried to, you know, they was being dramatic, tried to enhance something, you know. And I sat back, I said, Lord, that ain't what I want. So many times, Ms. Blue, I was in their hands.
Yes.
Me and this beautiful lady, man, we were together when it got pulled open. And
yes.
I was asleep. I'm going to tell you, excuse my verbiage, but it's just exactly what I said.
No. Tell us.
She said,
tell us.
I told her. She said, what? She said, I don't know if you pulled us over. And we sitting there for a long, long. I told her what happened. She was like, oh, babe, what are we going to do? I say, bitch, what you mean? What are we going to do? You know what you're supposed to do. That's for a friend. And she sat back, hey, we sat there. When I tell you, they're on the phone, we sat there hours. They're on the phone with the DA. I walked out to the people's hands. God, you know, when we speak manifestation, that we're God, have power, life, and death in my tongue.
Right.
Miss Blue, so many times, I was sleeping in the car at a point in time. The police would come knock on the window. Say, I said, goddamn, what the fuck? I said, every goddamn time. I said, goddamn time around, you goddamn police knocking on the window. The last time I went to my mama's grave, I went out there to do a little ceremony.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep. And it woke up, woke up in the middle of the sheriff's knocking on the window. Say, God damn. So he said, Miss Blue, and I ain't telling my name, but the name that I gave my nephew, hey, I didn't know the exact nothing of nothing, everything. Police, the sheriff say, hey, we've been out here. With this second time we've been out here. And it's a prayer that I pray. You know, when you speak about standing your power, your gifts.
Yes.
And when I tell you, it was one way in, one way out. The name I gave him, man, let me go. And when we speak about that protection, you know, it's involved that I made myself, you know, we speak of self-awareness. Everything that you said tonight, the cause and everything.
Yes.
I said, damn, even when you was talking to Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, even, you know, it's like, hey, to be unbalanced. You know, I was told that I had been there 9 times before in dominance. I'm a counselor. My daddy, I'm 7975. My daddy's birthday on the 15th of July. My mom was a Libra.
Yes.
And it blew my biggest thing. I write. When I say Cecilia Alou, that's the name God gave me. Changed my name to. But back to that there. The other day, I was sitting there. I had been telling God, I'm sitting in the weed house selling weed. You know, I'm not where I want to be. Say, God, I know I wasn't meant for a normal life. I said, God damn, I want a normal life back. I said, I want my name back. And yesterday, ran numerous warrant checks. I said, we don't have nothing on them. You know, I sat back, I said, man, you know, I feel like when I came home from doing 15 years, it was a beautiful day like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that renewal, you hear me, go, you know, the spirit tell me, say, hey, don't nobody get this here. Your whole journey to right now, it wasn't by you, look here, it wasn't by just by your will, it was by my might. So when I call, I say, Miss Blue, whatever the spirit tells you to tell me, that's the lesson coming for.
Well, there it is. And you have your divine confirmation. And the first thing I told you was, this is a law, the law, but not,
yes.
It's a higher law. It's a spiritual law. It's a code,
yes.
Where everyone is under this code. And that is the message, to act with your higher self and responsibility. And you will have a renewal. This is your renewal season that you're in.
At least,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Ms. Blue, my mom had told me to pray and ask God to be your wife and love and care for you like I do. Last time I called, we talked about like 5 years ago. And
yeah.
I'm with someone different now. And Ms. Blue, this woman gave me 2 calls. You hear me? Tomorrow, last call I got, gave it to me, it was 20,000 miles on in December. I paid the insurance and they came and picked it up. It was 41,000 miles on it. And tomorrow we're going to go get a new car. And the whole time I said, you know, Spirit been talking to me, saying, hey, I said, God, show me how to love and protect you. So everything that you said with all the costs and everything, for me to love and protect God is to love and protect me. Stop being a sacrifice of lamb and doing it willingly, unconsciously as a fool. Because
absolutely.
Much given, much required. But I got
that's
one
right.
question before you get off this phone, if I may.
Yes.
Ms. Blue,
mm-hmm.
I know it's about balance, but it's hell sometimes, so the question is hell. When you got to a junction that you can spiritually annihilate somebody, maybe like say, huh, it's not, no, you understand what I'm saying. You know, some people can spiritually kill somebody and without words,
mm-hmm.
especially being emotionally unbalanced. And the first thing, a lot of things I do, no matter what I'm doing, smoking weed, whatever, I say, man, I'm smoking with the Lord. And spiritual blood on my hand or to kill somebody, give them the wrong information, that's grueling. And, you know, a lot of times we're talking to you, hey, on this journey, to, you know, we'll never be perfect, but to perfection of your purpose, you got a lot of doubts at times. You understand what I'm saying? You got quiet on me. So.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
So,
I
took down my guard. My guard is not down, so you can freely read my engine through my voice, frequency, and vibration. But I know times of essence, whatever you say, then we're in this call, and I appreciate you. Peace and blessings to everyone. Stand
yeah.
in your
I'm
confidence. You don't stand your confidence.
Yeah, I'm gonna answer your question, too. I think I got your question. So mm-hmm. I am going to answer, but I wanted to listen, and I wanted to kind of give you some clarity. I know you know that the law came up for you. So thank you for, you know, giving that confirmation. The law came up to act with your higher self and with responsibility. And this is really speaking to this journey you've been on and where you are in your life. I want to speak to when you said, you know how you can kill somebody, not physically, but energetically, emotionally.
Yeah.
And the reason I didn't respond to that or the other part is because I wanted you to fully express what you have experienced and what you've known to be true for yourself. And the truth of the matter is no one can energetically destroy you without your consent.
Right.
It's impossible. You have to give right. consent to that. And I want to say this to you because it's important for you to know this, to really know that you have to give consent for that to take place.
Yes.
Right? I think it's yes, beautiful. Ma'am. I'm so happy for you to be in this powerful and beautiful relationship that I can see is filled with love and care. You talked about yes. not being the sacrificial lamb and how these blessings are upon you. And you've
yes,
been
ma'am.
Able to get out of these situations. And so I want to take it back to you and say, that you have to act. See, that art of acting has a
yes,
lot
ma'am.
To do with taking action. And right now, we are talking about this month of April, where we are in Aries season, which is all about action. How can I take action? Not any action, higher action. Because we're talking about those of us who understand that elevation of our higher self, God, the universe, whatever you choose to call it, right? And you understand that. So it's not about you taking action, because my mama taught me something when I was a child, and this rings true today, no matter how you internalize this. God takes care of fools and babies. You understand? God will take care
yeah,
of fools and babies. But I'm here
yes,
to tell you, you no longer fit into either of those categories. Because once you have submitted that you know, and by your own admission, you came on here and you shared with us that you understand about these higher spiritual laws and how these things are acting in accordance. So you recognize that in those states, when those things were going on with you, you were in the state, no pun intended, not as the baby,
no, I understand.
But as the fool. You're not the fool anymore. And so when you say to me you have someone who loves you and supports you and that cares for you, they gave you two cars. One of the cars they gave you, you didn't keep the insurance up, and they took the car, and now she's going to take you to buy another car. Listen, I'm going to take you back to your message, the
yes,
law.
Ma'am.
Act with higher sense and responsibility. And so here's the point where you get to step into your Christ consciousness to show that you understand the way, you know? And I'm talking about the way, not just the Jill Scott song, the way.
Yes.
I'm talking about the way as in the Godhead way, that you
yes, ma'am.
Recognize that it is no one's responsibility to cover down in your foolish actions once you realize that what you have done was foolish.
Yes, ma'am.
So take this as a confirmation and a realization of truly, truly how blessed you are. Don't abuse it. Don't abuse it. Because we are in times that this is a slippery slope. And you've been put on notice. Act with your higher self and responsibility. And then you get to come back and tell us some more beautiful stories of your transformation and the things that you're doing. So that's what I got.
With God, hey, hey, listen, everything you said, he said, he told me, he said, go teach them and show them that they're God. Peace and blessings,
right.
Blue and everyone.
Peace and blessings, and yes, you go show them that you God.
Peace and blessings.
Love you, peace and love.
Love you too.
Aw, how beautiful. I love it. I love it when the brothers call in. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 7707, lots of sevens in the building, 7707, who's on the line, please?
Hello.
Hello, greetings, who's on the line?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm okay.
That's good, who's on the line?
Daphne.
Okay. Well, greetings, Daphne. Is there any way, Daphne, you can move to a place that's quieter so we can just hear you? I think I hear me in the background. So if you have the computer or something on, yeah. It's that down for us.
Okay. That's better now?
Not really, but we're going to make it through, Daphne. Don't worry about it. And you want to tell us where you're calling from?
Georgia.
Okay.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, the ATL. Welcome on in.
Mhm. Yes, I have a question. I was at the bank the other day. Well, not the other day. It was like a week and a half ago. And it happened outside. I fell. It hit my head real hard. And the ambulance came, but they talked me out of going to the ER. And they said since it's around the corner, I could take myself. But I saw that the coded that day, I can go the next day. And I went to work, and my head was hurting really bad. So I went to the ER the next day after work, and they did a CT scan, and they said I wasn't bleeding on my brain or anything, and they did a EKG, and they said everything went fine. So now I said. Well, so I got an attorney, and I want to know, do you see me having victory over this?
Mm. Tell me what you consider to be victory.
Well, do you see me having a case or not having a case?
I'm asking you to talk this through because I want you to know, I want to know what you mean by, tell me what you mean when you say having a case or not having a case.
Well,
first,
I fell on the property.
Well, hold on a second. I get that part, but go back to victory. Tell me what your definition of a victory is.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have used that word.
I think it's a beautiful word. I think it's a beautiful word. Just tell me, this is not judgment, and I promise you it's not a trick question. I want you to tell me, what do you mean by victory?
Well, I fell on a property and they didn't call me, see how I'm doing or anything like that.
Okay.
Like,
well, you're telling me what they listen, Daphne, and I understand, but I just want to make this quick, but I want you to have something that you can take with you. You're telling me what they didn't do. I want to know, what do you consider to be a victory?
Well, paying for my hospital bill that I know I'm going to get, like that.
I want you to listen to me real good. Miss Blue is going to interrupt you, but I want you to listen to me real good. Please don't be shy about taking care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to really think about what a victory means, because it's not clear to you. Because the first thing you said, they didn't apologize to me. They didn't call and check on me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand where I'm going with this? Make sure
yes.
You have a good lawyer. And make sure that the lawyer that you have is one that has a record for being successful in cases like yours. Not because they said so, but because they can show you proof.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then number two, you want more than just them to say, we're sorry, we didn't check on you, because you don't know that hitting your head could bring you long-term problems down the line. And just because you went to one hospital, and especially if you went to the one right around the corner from them, then chances are they have an affiliation with that hospital. So the first thing your lawyer, and I'm not a lawyer, by the way, but the first thing I would do, because you're free to do whatever you want, is not to go to anyone they recommend, at least not only who they recommend, but to find your...
The ambulance. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Whoever the person was that recommended. And to make sure you are documenting, especially when it's hard for you to find words that you want to say, especially when it's hard for you to stay focused and concentrate, make sure you're documenting your day-to-day. So before you're so quick to just go by what everyone is telling you, you need to learn how to stand up for you. And then I want you to trust that you will have all that you need, or trust that all you need will come to you. But I want you to sit down and really take some time and think about that really entails. Not for other people to tell you, for you to know how this has impacted your life. Because right now what I show, and again, I'm not a medical doctor, but just from looking at you and even before you started talking, I can see little spots like in your head, around your head area, where it's showing me that things are not connecting the way that they should connect. I don't see the light flowing like the electrical currents. So really get that checked out to make sure that something else is not going on, because what you want to make sure is you don't have a health issue later down the road. Just because the CT scan showed one thing or showed this, it's very tricky when it comes to head injuries. So really sit down and think about what you are calling a victory. Because if you're not included in that equation, then the answer is you will get nothing. Include yourself in that equation and
yeah,
all
I
that
did.
You need.
Victory as in winning my case.
Yeah, but when I asked you, what did you tell me?
Well, I should have just went on and said it. Well, victory and winning my case, that's what I meant.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Winning what? Winning them saying we're sorry we didn't check on you?
No,
what is
winning
that?
My case with the lawyer.
Right. What I'm telling you is you don't know what that entails. And so what I want you to do is to be very involved in this and make sure that you are putting yourself, meaning your health first, meaning things long-term first. Putting those things, what good would it be to win a couple of thousands of dollars if 3 or 4 years from now you can't even remember who you are? And I'm not by no means saying that is the situation, but this is why I'm challenging you to think about what do you mean by victory?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by winning your case? What's a win for you? Them paying your medical bills, them telling you you're sorry and breaking you off a little bit of cash. What is that? So be diligent and looking at it. We live in a world where anybody can take anybody to court. Anybody. Anybody can sue anybody for any reason. Any reason. And someone says, what she deserves. Absolutely. What do you deserve? And I want you to think about that so you don't do yourself a disservice. Because often when you go after deserve, you disservice yourself. So I want you to think about, what does victory mean to you? Don't disservice yourself by thinking what you deserve. Because if you put what you deserve in life in this one situation, when there are other factors, and I'm not going to get into your whole case of what I see here, it's going to be some things that are questionable about what happened. So sit down, write all the details down, be very honest with yourself, and don't leave yourself out the equation, and stand up for yourself. And absolutely, you will come out victorious. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But be honest.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't going to be no million-dollar case. This is not what this is, and you know that. Because there were some other factors. I'm not going to put it out because we never know who's listening in. But I want you to just make sure you be honest, because this is what this is going to come down to. Not for you, not for them, but this has a lot to just do with spiritual integrity. But make sure you're taking care of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And another thing that happened to me, someone, my car was parked. It wasn't on the street. It was on a private property. And somebody hit my car. And so I have to I want to know, what do you see about that one?
What do you mean? That's the one here. I see that there's a lot of, hold on. It's a lot of things you haven't been paying attention to. And I don't mean to be insensitive, but these are things that started way before the fall. And so this is why I'm telling you, you got to get in there. You got to get in there. And you have to know that you can make good decisions for yourself. And the moment that you become unconscious to you, things will happen. You have insurance. It's on private property. You already know what's going to happen. Your insurance company is going to have to pay for it because you don't know who hit you.
No, the guy was there and admitted that he hit me, told the cops
right.
that he hit me.
Right.
I wasn't inside the car.
But what happened after you contacted his insurance company?
See, that's the thing. I didn't get his insurance information. But
so
listen
to what I'm telling you.
Tag number.
Listen to what I'm telling you. More than likely, your insurance company is going to pay for it. He did do the right thing and call the cops, but once they told him it's private property and it's nothing to be done, watch what I say. The two insurance companies are going to go to battle, and your insurance company more than likely is going to pay for it. I see that there is not going to be a real person to claim this claim. So whatever the case is, know that the car will get taken care of, but you cannot keep sitting back thinking other people are going to take care of things for you. I need you to get in there, and you can do this. The other thing I want you to do is to make sure you're getting enough rest, and you also need to make sure that you are eating food that is quality, that is feeding you. You need this right now. Make sure you start taking your vitamins, getting out, getting some sunlight. If you can get off work early, take your time off and do the things that you need to do. And stop running around asking 50 people the same question and learn how to trust yourself, because you're going to have to make sure you are involved in these situations. And right now you're checked out, and a lot of this checked out. Do you stay with other people, please?
Yes, I do. I stay with my mother.
Okay. Well, I apologize for sounding like your mother, because I know you don't like that. And I'm not trying to be your mother. And I know there's major issues there. Do me a favor. Put your issues aside with your mother and tell her the truth about what is going on. Yes, she gonna say what she gonna say. She gonna do what she gonna do. But you need support. And you cannot keep going around having this vendetta against your mother. Our mother is where we get our wisdom from. Our intuition comes online from the mother. And your intuition hasn't fully developed because of this estranged relationship with your mother. And this is the perfect time for you to bring that online. I need you to really balance this energy out with your mom, because you're going to need this support right now. And this is going to help you bring your intuition online. This is for men and women. If you have issues with your mother, your intuitive, your higher self is going to be out of sync. If you have issues with your father, your timing is going to be out of sync. You're not going to be able to get into the flow as quick as you like. These are things that are biological, also scientific. And so I knew talking to you, there were major issues. And just as I was saying some words, I felt your energy go straight to your mother. And I promise you, baby girl, you have more genius inside of you than you could ever imagine. And I know it feels hard right now, but one of the best things that could have happened was these two incidents that happened, because bumping your head is waking you up so that you can recognize how beautiful and how powerful you are, so that you can live the life that you truly desire to live. So I want you to keep this momentum going. Keep this healing going. But a part of this is going to require this connection for you, not everyone, of your mother's support. You need this right now. And she'll be more willing to help you in a more loving way, not a putting down way. Just sit her down and have that conversation so you can get the support that you need. But this is a beautiful time for you to really activate a lot of things inside of you so you can have that self-esteem and that self-confidence and that self-love for yourself. And I want you to trust that despite what comes out of your mother's mouth, she loves you. Sometimes we just have a hard time of knowing how to love as humans. So I want you to focus on learning how to love yourself correctly. And a big part of that is to start forgiving yourself for anything you may or may not have done, consciously or unconsciously. And know that you are loved. Know that you are safe. Know that you can be divinely guided. Divinely guided, and trust in that. Okay?
Okay. Well, I saw myself on trees.
You said what now?
Well, when I was a little girl, up until now, I found myself always hug trees.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I want you to keep hugging those trees. I want you to keep hugging those trees because that's a beautiful thing to do. But I also want you to know that you can be present here, fully present, and you are safe inside of your own mind. All right? So I'm going to send you some sparkles and peace and love.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Divine mother love. Divine mother love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 2167. 2167, you are live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, can you hear me?
I can. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Go Browns Girl from Cleveland.
Okay, greetings, Go Browns Girl from Cleveland. How are you?
Hey, Miss Blue, you pulled my card. You know my birthday is 9990.
Oh, your birthday is 9990. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, and so when you pulled that card, I was already listening, and I was locked in because I'm over here going through it, getting to it, going through it. But as I was listening, I was like, that's unbelievable. Every caller, as the guy was saying that called before me, just every call just hit home for me. But the biggest thing, when you said real estate, I was like, oh, my God, I can't. I had reached out to you maybe about, it might have been almost a year to the date. My grandmother, my mother's mom, transitioned April 19th. And around that time, you did a share, and I had called, and it was very uplifting. You said some beautiful things in regards to, you know, how I was feeling and grieving and just, you know, very emotional time. And so, like, fast forward a year later, you know, the ebbs and flows, we've had good times, still kind of grieving. But the main struggle for me right now is I'm having, oh, my God, a difficult time just, like, letting go of, like, what, like, this new normal, I guess. You know, we've lost so much in our matriarch, and then the whole probate process, it was completely draining and damaging to my family. And I feel like I'm just left, like, at when the smoke clears moment, like, to be dramatic, you know, the smoke is clearing and it's like nothing left. And it's very bizarre feeling. But when you said real estate, it shocked me to my core, because her home, which was, like, you know, our compound, was sold. So I'm having a hard time getting over that. You know, I don't want to let that go. I watched my grandmother work so hard and tend to her land and just be such a part of her community, my community. You know, I grew up here, but it's just rough, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm really sorry to hear that this is going on. So let me ask a question. So the home is being sold. Is the home being sold because probate sold the home to split the earnings, or is the home being sold because of back taxes and things due on the home?
So the short answer to your question would be, to sum it up, it's due to probate. Yeah. The process, but very loaded question to answer, because there's been some things that have transpired that, you know, we could have prevented. This is also why it's so bittersweet, and that's why the previous callers, you know, hit home, because you think about, you know, hindsight, you know, what we all could have done differently, and this person is in charge, this person, and no one trusted each other, and it's just... It's sad for my, I'm sad for my grandmother, not only because we left her, but I just felt like we could have did so much more, you know.
Well, guess what? You're not going to like this. Your grandmother said, who cares? She doesn't care about the house. It was just the house. And she also says that it was time to move out of that neighborhood. It was time to do something different.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. She said, who cares? All she cares about is that people will see. She says, people knew more about what I did now than when I was alive. And that's
been so messy. It's been so many people involved and so much drama. Yeah. I've never been involved in so much in my life.
Right. Well, this is what happens when people don't have themselves set up. Mm-hmm. So everybody had their hand out because they wasn't set up. Because I promise you, if you were set up, you would not be in the midst of the messiness. You understand?
Right.
You wouldn't. But one of the things I want you to know is that this has given you a wealth of personal power, because things that you thought you wasn't capable of doing, you found a way to make it happen. You found a way to get it, and you did it. And so in essence, you had an opportunity to kind of grow up, as well as your mom, to grow up. And to also recognize, where do I want to go to war, and what is not worth fighting?
That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep, because that's exactly how I was feeling. I'm so sorry. Like, that's exactly, I was like, you know what? And it seemed like the harder I dug my heels in to go to war for my family, because I'm like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, I know my grandmother, I watched her. She told me, like, she gave me the rundown. I know what I'm supposed to do. It was like the harder I fought, the harder I lost. And I was like, wait, this is not supposed to be that hard. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now it's time, as they would say, for you to experience what it's like living in the fifth dimension. And this is sort of where I started out tonight, talking mm-hmm. about joy and really finding those things in your life that bring you joy. Because with that joy comes so much abundance. It comes right. life. You understand? It comes freedom. And I'm not talking about just the physical freedom of being able to move around. I'm talking about the free dome, the free mind, to have okay. peace within your mind. And that's what you're searching for right now. Mm-hmm. But your grandmother really doesn't care. And she, believe it or not, is a person, she would have loved seeing everyone fight over her in real life.
Uh-huh.
But many of them could care less when she was here. So she's not concerned about that. She is concerned mm-hmm. about her family she loves and she cares about and will forever be that matriarch that was there.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if she could have did something different, she would have. She would have made sure that she had a solid will in place. And she's stressing the word solid because she had a will,
right.
but it wasn't solid. It wasn't updated and it wasn't solid.
Yep.
But she also says she thinks it's good because now it's forced you all to let go of things that you should have let go of a long time and to recognize what real living is about.
Truly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Lesson. So. That lesson is at the forefront in, not to be long-winded, I had one other question about like my chakras. I just feel like just so insecure right now in like my root chakra and maybe even my solar plex. And I don't know, what is this about me not wanting to like let go? I don't want to leave my neighborhood, but the signs are there. You know what I'm saying? It's time.
Yeah.
And I've been shown this and people have lightly, politely hinted at, yeah, it might be time to, but you know, I love it here. Like, I don't know why it's so stubborn
it's not really about that because you can love your neighborhood from a distance. You can always come back. You can volunteer. You can, you know, eventually plan to move back. Like, it's not a neighborhood keeping you there. It's a sense of your comfort zone. And
right,
so this
right.
is you really moving outside of that comfort zone. You understand? Because that was a comfortable place there. Everyone knew you. You knew just about everyone. Everything is comfortable. But now it's time to do something different in order to get what you want. You spent so many years wanting to do things that you felt like you were being held back. And so often what happens is the place or the energy that holds us captive, when it is time to go for our freedom, we run back to the slave master of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because this is a bad habit. And so mm-hmm. not that this was a bad place, but I urge you to take the love of your grandmother out of that house and put it in your heart, because she does not only exist in a physical dwelling.
Yeah.
In a physical dwelling. And know
mm-hmm.
that what is meant for you is meant for you. And who knows?
That I don't. Mm-hmm.
Maybe after you move on, a year from now, 6 months from now, 5 months from now, 3 weeks from now, you may have the opportunity to buy the place back and really give it the love and care and upgrades that it deserves. because it's a lot of things in that house that should have been fixed, should have got upgraded, should have got taken care of, that didn't.
True that.
So.
Well, thank you, Ms. Blue. Always coming through with the confirmation because life is conflicting like that sometimes. I know that all things are working out for my good. You can read every book. You can be, you know, the alchemist and know, you know, the universe is always in my favor. I believe that. And then still have these feelings tying you down. I appreciate you.
Yeah, we need these reminders. And
sure
going through this for such a long time, allow yourself an opportunity to release, but don't hold it too long because the chakra that is leaking for you is the root chakra. Your solar plexus, you got a little bit of energy in there just because you're just holding on to stuff, but it is the root chakra. So I want you to really work on what I've given out for years. I am safe, I am loved, and I deserve to be here. And some of the things you can do is to go outside, find a beautiful patch of grass, and stomp your feet and jump up and down and repeat, I am safe, I am loved, and I deserve to be here, while tapping on your third eye and also on your thymus gland, on your heart. And you can do the tapping when you wake up in the morning. You just need to kind of ground yourself deep within your chakra. Just by us talking, that leak has slowed down, and it's important because we know that the root chakra is connected to so many things in our lives. It's our foundation, it's our structure,
right,
it's our finances, that is here. This is where our finances is. This is where family ties are. It's about how we feel about our neighborhood, our surrounding area of where we live. Remember to constantly be pulling energy up through the soles of your feet, of the root chakra on the physical body. It is the second largest energy center on the physical body. And I want you to constantly be pulling energy in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week into the soles of your feet. You should feel a tingling sensation from the tip of your toes to the back of your heels and start to move up your ankles. And that's how you know you are pulling life force energy, that kundalini, that prana, that chi energy into your physical body. And you don't have to direct it because the body is intelligent. All of our subatomical particles, our God particles, know exactly where to send that energy in our bodies. And begin to start doing the exercise I gave out earlier, which is, this is you literally 6 months writing a letter to yourself now from the 6 months of you. You 6 months in the future talking to you right now, and write yourself that letter and then letting that be your manifesto, of your future self. So everybody gets an opportunity to channel our future selves in the future, 6 months. And we're going to channel ourselves now. And this is going to help you make it through these waves that we are riding, that you're riding at this time, to go through this transition of where you are. But it's going to feel uncomfortable because you're coming out of your comfort zone. And like you said, even though you know things are, you believe, and I love that you said believe, because belief is something that we don't know to be true. We don't. We want it to be true. We're hoping it to be true. We know other people have told us, because beliefs are something we get from other people outside of ourselves. It's not something we know to be true, and it's okay to believe. But you want to take that belief and you want to tap in so it becomes a inner knowing, And so you go from believing to knowing, that anything, everything that is to come, everything that is to come is in my greatest and my highest good. I don't know. Do you have wish magic?
I do not, but I may need to invest.
If you do, I want you to send me your email. I'm going to gift you wish magic because wish is something that I think could really bless you at this time. It's one of my download projects, and I think it's sold out, but I can get a hold of a copy of it for you on the digital store, but it still may be available. But I want to give you wish magic so that you can have an opportunity to tap in and connect with this energy for wishes.
Gratitude. So much gratitude. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Most adults don't believe in wishing. They think it's child's play because wish doesn't come from the mind. Wishing comes from the heart. And this is why most people don't believe in wishes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give you wish magic. And so you can begin to start working with that. I think it will really, really give you some insight and help bless you along the way to take those beliefs and really allow you to move them into a state of magic, into a state of magic for yourself. And magic is really the production of images. This is why the spirit quest and visualization is so important, because magic is the production of images coming together. That's how we form magic. And so I want you to, when you're writing your letter, to get into that magic, start visualizing yourself in your new space, start visualizing how you're going to feel, start visualizing what it's like to wake up, visualizing what your day-to-day is. And this is how you create magic.
Mm-hmm.
When you bring these images, these signs and these symbols together, first the image, then the signs and the symbols will start to come together. The synchronicities will start to come together, and you will see the manifestation of magic unfold right before your eyes. You'll see it. It'll be there for you. Yeah.
I feel it. I know I'm so close. So again, I thank you so much because I feel it in the air. I know I'm so close. I am. I know it.
Well, I would dare say one thing to that. You're not so close. You're there. You're there. You're there. You're not so close. You're there. You're there. And all is required because the quantum gateways are all open, endless possibilities, is that you claim the I am that I am, and in the presence, take the action, the right action, the higher action, to know, to be the knower in this space. And sometimes what's required of knowing is no physical proof. The true knowing comes from within, and it doesn't rely on what is before us. That's why we have to do magic, because we have to start bringing in the image. And allow yourself to be that first confirmation in the morning. Once you wake up and after you've done your morning ritual and you walk past your very first mirror, allow that to be the first image that you bring the magic into. Yeah.
Okay. Taking notes. I got it.
I appreciate you
so much. Thank you.
Welcome. You're so welcome. And love to you and the family. And let us know as the journey continues. Make sure you email me, and I will make sure that you get an opportunity to download and start working with Wish Magic.
Will do. Will do. Thanks again. Peace.
Peace and love. All right. How beautiful. How beautiful. Oh my goodness, I see so many of you still on the phone lines. Listen, you guys, this has been amazing. I definitely have to kind of pull back a little bit here. I'm not going to do a really, really long show, but do me a favor. If you are still here listening at this time, I want you to make sure that you come back and leave a comment, leave some takeaways. Let me know what's going on for you. What quantum doors or gateways are you walking through at this particular time? Also, let me know if you plan on doing the exercise of the future you coming to this moment as of now from 6 months ago. And also share any takeaways from the show. I want to invite everyone who is here. Please make sure you follow me on all social media as well. Instagram, YouTube, like and subscribe. Hit that bell for the notification. As well as TikTok. Got a lot of new listeners from TikTok. So shout out to TikTok there. And also on TikTok, it is at The Oracle Blue on TikTok as well. I'm going to start putting some content over there. So if you all are on TikTok, I'm a little late to the TikTok game, but I would love to go live on TikTok, but I think they have a qualification of got to have so many people who are connected to you. So I would love for you to connect with me over on TikTok as well. Instagram, it is TheRemix_radio or The Oracle Blue. To keep in contact with everything going on Planet Remix, please go to TheRemix_radio there. And also, I want you to know that I will never hit you up or slide in your DMs and ask you if you want to get a reading, because that's just not my process. If you want to connect with me, the best way is at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Also, check out the show notes because there's a lot of goodies in there. No matter where you are on this spiritual journey, your path, your life, of where you are, it is something there to definitely assist you on your journey, whether you're just getting started on knowing who you are or if you've been on this path for a long time. I have a lot of digital products there that can assist you on your journey and also help you to elevate and upgrade, expand your consciousness and your awareness. But always reach out. Send me an email. I always look forward to hearing from you and knowing how you're doing on this journey as we continue to grow up on planet Earth. I love you all. Have an amazing, wonderful rest of the day, night, evening, depending on where you are, weekend. And until we meet again. Until we meet again, soul family, Goddess Rainwater in the building. Love you, Rain. So good to see you. So many of you I owe follow-ups to. I still have to send out things to the self-invested university class. I have a lot of work to do. So I'm going to be shifting gears and going into the priestess from the oracle to the high priestess mode and getting some of these tasks done and also trying to have a little bit of fun too. Not trying. I'm going to have a little bit of fun as well. And I love you all. And I will see you in these cosmic streets. But I look forward to reading your comments, listening to all of your feedback that you have there as well. So let's run this one up. Let's run it up. I have absolutely been loving the comments. Everyone has been leaving such great conversation on YouTube here, on your takeaways from the share, just your insight. So I thank you all. I'm so grateful. I am truly, truly grateful for each and every single one of you. Don't forget to hit the digital store up. Link is in the chat room as well as in the show notes as well. And we got merch. You can get that. Oh, my God. My frequency is expanding. You can get that t-shirt. Yeah. Peace and love, soul family. Peace and love.